Welcome to Take It From The Iron Woman. My name is Susanne Müller, your host and the Iron Woman. This podcast is about empowering yourself and others to make real changes in the world. You will hear from everyday, smart, sophisticated, hip people like you and me. Not everybody has to be an Iron Woman to impress the world. Together, we will learn from the sports and business leaders how you can become a more successful person as an entrepreneur or a leader. It's one step at a time, one day at a time. Take your steps now. Take your big steps now. Join me on this journey to success. Take it from the Iron Woman. We've spoken to Scott Perry already. Now we talk about his book, Onward. What can you learn from that? It's an interesting read. What is it for you? Finding the good in others. Thank you so much, Scott, for joining us again. We want to hear about the book.
My name is Scott Perry. I am a husband, father, and coach. I'm the head coach team for Seth Godin's Akimbo Workshops. I'm a coach, a difference maker coach with Creative on Purpose, which is my own brand. And I'm also the author of several books. The most recent is called Onward, Where Certainty Ends, Possibility Begins.
Onward came out in 2020 in the pandemic. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit more about that book.
Onward, Where Certainty Ends, Possibility Begins is a book that I wrote in one of Seth Godin's other programs called Writing and Community, which is led by my friend Kristen Hatcher and her team. It was something that came up. I coach in several of those programs, but I still, from time to time, like to participate in a program just as a student because I get so much value out of the content and out of the community in all these programs. So I had begun a book in January of 2020, different title, similar subject matter, but I was really struggling with it. And then when the pandemic hit, I realized that the book I began writing that year was not the book I needed to write. So I joined the writing and community. I just basically began with an outline and kind of a three-part idea that I wanted to unpack. It's based on some principles of Stoic philosophy. I simply started writing whenever that was in June of 2020 and realized that I was going to, because my books tend to be on the shorter side, they're really handbooks and usually come in at about 100 pages, that I'd be done in time for my favorite holiday, which is Thanksgiving. So I actually published Onward on Thanksgiving Day USA in 2020. So far as a number one new release in three categories, it's chasing down a few more categories as I speak. And it's a book really just about embracing uncertainty and navigating possibility. And it was the book I felt I needed to write in this pandemic moment where this is what we're surrounded by. And I wanted to help give people a very easy process for how they might lean into their potential by turning this obstacle in all of our lives into an opportunity to develop ourselves and to do good work with and for the people that we find ourselves with.
It's important. And I think actually the pandemic should be an opportunity and an invite for the people to do crazy things, innovative things. So I think this is what we need now. And we see that people maybe are daring, and probably your book is an invitation to dare what is possible.
Absolutely. I totally agree that there's always opportunity in every obstacle. Even when there is no possibility for success or a positive outcome, as human beings, if we survive the moment, we have the opportunity to embrace acceptance and patience and humility and to cultivate resilience. And all these things are necessary mm-hmm. in good times and bad if we are going to lead a flourishing, happy, engaged life. The pandemic has, in many ways, I think, because it's a global difficulty, mm-hmm. helped us see what really matters in terms of what does it take to be human and what does it take to be happy? How can I be more of both? The answer is the same as it's been ever since. What we need in order to become more human and happy is to do meaningful work with and for other people. Mm-hmm. And so in this age of social distancing and disconnection, we crave belonging and connection and to be seen, heard, and understood how lucky we are to have all these powerful digital tools like Zoom or Skype or what have you, so that we can stay connected, so that we can continue to have meaningful in-person live. I do miss getting together with people. I do miss shaking hands and hugging and all that sort of thing. And I hope we get that back. But in the meantime, it has been so enriching to my experience to be able to still connect in this way and convene gatherings of all types. I call them digital campfires, where we can come and just like at any campfire, we can share our stories and we can, you know, listen to each other. We can be present for each other. We can help each other. We can serve each other.
That's beautiful. I think it's, again, it's an invitation for everybody. And some people, as the coaches, we know we just need to push them a little bit, push them a little harder. And everybody has a superpower or potential just to make it happen. I think now is the time. And as a coach, we can have a huge impact for the people who need us.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. I mean, I think one of the things that has come about, I mean, I contend that everyone is a coach. A coach is just someone who helps you see what you can't see in yourself and helps you point to the obstacles that you're putting in front of yourself. Mm-hmm. And helps you not unsee them so that you, and gets under your skin so that you will step into your own potential and the possibility on the other side of all those self-imposed impediments. Coaching has never been more important. And some of us are coaches in the informal sense. It's just something that we do as human beings. Mm-hmm. And some of us are coaches in the more professional, formal sense. It's been a chance for all of us, I think, to cultivate those really important human skills of service, generosity, empathy, compassion, and just fellowship, to travel, to accompany each other through difficulty and to strive to make things better with and for each other.
That's really true. And it's about together and see the good in others. I always say my grandmother probably was the first coach. As I know, some people say Socrates was the first coach because he was asking questions, not providing answers. I know that a few people that I know say, we went to your grandmother. She was always there. She had a smile. And I think she also gave you some directions. Maybe if you didn't want to hear what she said, I think she was a good coach.
All right. Well, the best coaches do tell you the uncomfortable truths and do tell you, encourage you to lean into the things that you don't really want to lean into. And to your point, the Socratic method is at the heart of great coaching, because it's not about giving people advice or telling them what to do or giving them checklists or three-step programs. It's about asking the, you know, what E.E. Cummings called a more beautiful question. You keep asking a more beautiful question until you can get, and that's how you get somebody to lean in and engage with their own life and their inner potential and excellence, which is what anybody that seeks coaching is looking for, is how can I develop my potential and deliver on my promise to be more and do more with and for the people that I find myself with.
I'm always curious as a coach to find out, do you have a special question that you ask that you think like that will unleash the potential of a client?
I like to, my favorite process is to, if I'm getting together with a new client, I'll begin by just asking like, if we were to have a conversation a year from now and everything were to go just the way that you wanted it, what would you be telling me you've accomplished a year from now? Because it helps them set an aspiration and an intention, and I encourage them to be as bold and audacious about that as they can. Mm-hmm. I then like to ask, like, where are they now? Mm-hmm. Not in a judgmental way, but just like, let's take an objective look at where things are. We don't have to be emotionally attached to any of this. We don't have to suffer with any old stories about, you know, our past or any regret about what we haven't achieved yet. Let's just see where we want to be, where we are, and then together let's build that bridge. And a lot of times after we've articulated where they want to be and where they are, we just begin with what's the biggest challenge for you here. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that question has to be asked over and over and over again before we get to the real challenge. But once we can both see what's really in the way, then we have the ability to figure out what we're working with and what needs to be done, come up with a strategy, and then the commitment and the discipline to work the problem instead of letting the problem continue to work us, which is what is standing in most people's way, is they're letting life work them instead of becoming engaged agents of their own destiny and realizing that they actually possess everything they need already to make things better for themselves. That usually involves making it better for other people as well.
That's great. And I have a few more questions for you. So who is your ideal client? Who do you thrive? Who is your best client that you love and thrive with?
I always keep a list of the people that I want to coach, and they're always the people that most inspire me. So my coaching is called Difference Maker Coaching because that's what I do best, is I help aspiring and advancing difference makers make progress in the difference only they can make. If you are a person that's wrestling with fear, anxiety, imposter syndrome, resistance, I can coach people through that, but it's not my favorite thing to do. And it's not the best use of my time, because what I'm much better at is somebody that is already on the path, who realizes what got me where I am, and I am pretty far along, won't get me where I want to go, which is even further along. I am that coach. I try to be that coach that will take somebody that is already advancing in the difference only they can make, but has found themselves in a rut, up against the wall, hitting the resistance, and then working with them to find out what's really going on, what's really in their way, and then figuring out the strategy that will get them to push through that resistance and continue on the path. So I don't know if that's, I wouldn't call that necessarily a high performance, because not all of my clients are CEOs or lawyers or doctors or high performing professionals in that way. A lot of them are people that work for nonprofits who are, I work with a lot of coaches, a lot of people who are coaches themselves, and people that are just involved in causes where they're trying to make the world a better place for those that don't have the same level of opportunity that they have.
That's fantastic. And I'm sure the people can really benefit from your background and from your careers that you have. Thank you for listening. Chime in, take it from the Iron Woman. We have episodes every Monday, every Wednesday. There is something for everybody. You don't need to be an Iron Man, a runner. You can be a musician, a writer. There's something for everybody. Take it from the Iron Woman is also a book. You can order it on Amazon as a paperback or an ebook. And coaching is also available. Chime in. Find something that fits you, and love to hear from you. Subscribe to the channels.